Wearing army fatigues, berets, and combat boots, the young cadets fall into line each morning at 6:45. Buzz cuts for the boys, ponytails tucked away by the girls. A loud attendance report starts the day.
62 present, sir!
A moment later, the flag goes up. And, in the event that anyone is still struggling to wake up, reveille follows. Then it's off to the dining hall. This display of precision is part of the discipline Oak Ridge Military Academy prides itself on. It's the third oldest military academy in the country and the only one in the state. The student-led morning routine takes place in front of the main administration building, where a very different scene played out a few years ago.
Well, in 2009, the president at the time stood on the doorsteps and said that we were going to close.
Dan Nobles is president of Oak Ridge. Before he arrived, enrollment had dropped to 45. For decades, the student body had been around 200. The outlook was grim.
It's been a rocky road. It has been a challenge, as it has been for many private schools. There's been a succession of leadership in this office, and when that happens, the turbulence isn't good for anyone.
Nobles served 30 years in the Air Force, did 3 tours at the Pentagon, before retiring and becoming an Anglican priest. He's now been in the position for a little more than a year, but that's about as long as his 3 predecessors combined. Inside the mess hall, cadets fill up plastic cups with juice and pile food on their trays.
Potato tots, please.
Sausage and eggs, please.
Noble says enrollment is now at 80 and that the school is doing much better. Key reasons include stable leadership, receiving a 7-figure gift from a local foundation, and a growing number of international students. 25% of the student body is from another country.
We have 6 cadets from China. We have 6 cadets from Latin America, and that includes Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador. 5 cadets from Angola, 2 cadets from the UK, 1 from Egypt, 1 from Saudi Arabia, and then across the United States.
He has a recruitment trip to India planned for next summer. Isatio Albir is one of the international cadets.
Honduras, like any third world country, is a country with developing problems. It was very high in violence, and my parents didn't exactly feel confident that anything wouldn't happen. They took the proper precautions to ensure my safety.
Families of international students readily pay the $28,000 tuition bill. Staff members describe this as a college prep rather than a military prep school. They say that distinction has helped attract foreign students, as well as those in need of more structure. Ethan Garcia is a 15-year-old from Summerfield.
I got kicked out of my old school.
Yeah, for what?
Cussed out my teacher and glued a bunch of stuff to her desk. A bunch of sharpeners, keyboard, paper clips.
And you glued it, like with super glue?
Gorilla glue.
Have you done anything like that here?
No.
What would happen if you did?
We'd get smoked. Well, I'd get smoked, PT'd.
That's the physical training that takes place when someone breaks the rules.
Punishment gets harsh around here.
Caitlin Lamb is a senior.
I have not experienced being made thrown up, but I have seen it, and that's not even as bad as it gets.
There is occasional cramping and blisters following a PT session. Caitlin and some of the other students say breaking down physically and mentally has helped overall.
Every day you wake up and your day is regimented to the very minor things you do.
Nathan Freeman is the battalion commander of this cadet corps. Think of him as similar to the class president. He likes the structure.
That's helped me astronomically in my grades because I sit down every day for at least an hour and a half. I'm studying, doing homework. And before, that would be, you know, texting or watching TV or whatever it was for that day. I didn't have that regimented schedule.
Nathan is applying to West Point and Virginia Military Institute, VMI, as well as UNC Chapel Hill and NC State. He wants to earn a degree in criminal justice and go to law school. Last year, 28 graduates went off to college and 1 enlisted. Again, Nobles, the president.
Sometimes I'll talk to civic groups and say, we're not a school. We have a school. We have a school component. We're not a business, but we have to operate with business rules. What we are is a community.
He hopes to grow that community to 200 cadets in the next few years, overhauling the athletic department, recruiting more international students, and continuing to tout leadership and discipline. However big the group is, the day begins by the front steps, under the flagpole, at 6:45. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.